Hello, Louise speaking. Good, thanks, Peter. How are you? Good. Yes, I just sent it through this morning. Sorry, we've got a number of days that we have to send it through, and then any changes we can amend sort of after. But yeah, just given the time coming up to Christmas, it's better to have it in place and cover there. So, yeah, were there many changes to be made or? Yeah, I do, not a problem. Yeah, okay. So, in what sense, like advising them on products that you supply? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and what coverage is under this? Yeah. Yep. So I'd rather speak to the insurer specifically about it and just get their take on it. Just yeah, to cover all bases. So, it might take a little bit of time to get a response from them, but I can follow it up tomorrow. And worst case, I'm working again next Tuesday. I then go on leave, but if I don't get a response to you by then, I can hopefully ask someone in my office to follow it up for you, just so that there's comfort there around that query. Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. 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 Yeah. Ah. Against. Right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Had I agree. And specific cases, obviously, it is best to get the response from the underwriters who specialize in this cover. You're right. Either way, you just, and advise them. So what I would say is if you have sent me, so I presume you've received a letter of sorts from the company. Or a lawyer or something. Do you want to on forward that to myself? So yeah, you can just reply and then just, I've taken down notes, but if you just want to put a little brief summary just of what we've discussed, so then I'll do what I need to do and I'll keep you in the loop once I know what the best next steps are. If that's just advising the client or proceeding with a claim, or sorry, advising the insurer, and I'll speak with them and we'll go from there. But I think if you sent me what you have and just a brief summary of what we've discussed, and then I can I'll take it from there and keep you up to date once I know more. No problem at all. Yes, so I'm heading back to Ireland on next Wednesday and I get back on the 12th and our office is closing sort of the following week. So we're wrapping up, everyone else is wrapping up on the 23rd. So I'm just heading it off a little bit earlier. And we're back on the 14th of January. Oh, fingers crossed. I have two young girls who are very keen for that, but I can make no guarantees. There's no promises. Might just be wet and cold, but hey, what are you going to do? You never go to Ireland for the weather. That's it. Yes, definitely. It'll all be worth it. It's worth the long journey just for that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, go and explore. Yeah, no, it definitely is, and it's every time I go back, there's more stuff to do and better restaurants and better coffee and things like that. So it's a wonderful place to visit. We got married there about 8 years ago, and a few Aussies came over for our wedding, and us hired a car and they drove around. They saw more places than we have. You do that. When you live somewhere, you don't tend to explore that much. But no, they all had such a wonderful time. So I was like, 1 year we should probably just treat it as like we're tourists and do what they did and venture around further. But yeah, no, it's definitely they all had a great time. So put it on your list. Somewhere to go. Make it happen. I mean, I don't know. I think depending obviously on when suits you, but September time's a really good time to go. All the schools sort of, that's when the schools start back in the UK. That's their start of term. So things are a little bit quieter, but the weather, as I said, you can never guarantee it, but they tend to get nice weather when the schools start back. So it's a good time to go, if you're planning it. September, yeah. Yeah, no, that's all right. Definitely hope you get to make it. But yeah, look, listen, send me everything you have through. And as I said, if I'm still waiting on stuff, I will pass it on to someone in the office to at least give you an update. These things tend to obviously take a bit of time. So even if it isn't immediate, at least we've advised, or I'll do what I need to do as far as advising the insurers. We'll maybe it will be something in the new year we'll sort of open and have a better look at when things So leave it with me. Yes, I would. Definitely. And then worst case scenario, if something happens and they there's a claim, they adjust the policy accordingly. But I mean, when did you find out, or when were you did you receive sort of notification of the action? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, oh no, I exactly. You've advised, you've done, yeah. Yeah, in what you've done. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, no, that's no problem. We can sit down. I mean, I can come out and see you guys or whatever, and we can go through sort of just assess the business. I've obviously just taken this on in the last year, or two. So yeah, that's that. We can certainly arrange that and run through sort of your business and many exposures that are there, and really, yeah, have a better look at it, or a review, you know, and see. It's always things change, even if we do this 1 year. Couple of years later, sometimes things have changed. So it's always good to just have a look at it, see what you've got, what you're covered for, and where there might be some gaps in between. We can certainly do that. But yeah, send me through what you have. Yeah. Yes. In January. Yeah, that would be good. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that sounds good. We'll do that. We'll get the ball rolling and then see what we where we need to go from there once we've had a look at it. All right. No problem at all. Thank you. Yes, look forward to it. Enjoy your Christmas as well. Take care. Thanks. Bye. Bye.